Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We were talking about comedians last night. That we had a lot of talk about comedians this weekend. Full house at the O'Mara Northern Residence. And I will tell you that we had a lot of talk about comedians. And one of the funniest things ever said to me by a comedian was Dennis Miller, back when he was a comedian and not a political guy.
Right.
And he actually said to me, I've said this before, Jerry Lewis makes me laugh when he's being serious, not when he's trying to make me laugh. You know, which is still the funniest thing.
It's very true, and that's a lot of people's outlook. I think Jerry is more entertaining as serious, but he has made me laugh when he's being funny as well. There's many sides to that man.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I've ever... Yeah, I've probably laughed at Jerry Lewis when he's tried to make me laugh. But I really laugh at Jerry when he's trying to be serious. Like Telethon Jerry. That's when it really works.
And you know what? And it's not when he goes doing the medical stuff. But if you can get him to talk about the serious business of funny, then I'm all in. I'm all
in. Or his innovations.
Yes.
I'm not going to wait.
The director's assist was marvelous.
when you're performing, you really, here's the thing. You know, you've got the good and the bad, and the bad and the good, and you have to give and the take and the thing, and I'm just like,
if there was no Jerry Lewis, there would be no Paramount Pictures.
Okay, so you got him.
Yeah, that's perfect.
You got the real quotes. I'm just making them up.
When you talk to the 10-year-old who's in charge of the studio this week, and you say, I want to retain ownership of all my films, and he says, of course, because they're just thinking of the fast dollar. But I still own the Bellboy.
I was
and I still own Cinderella.
So I'm in trouble. I'm in terrible trouble here. So I find the guy with the Percocets. I give him $1,000. And Jerry, serious Jerry. He gives me 10. I give him $1,000 because I'm very wealthy. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm Jerry Lewis. Bill. Jerry.
From our first night when we were threatened to be fired, and I went and I said, Dean, we need, and I wrote jokes on a stained paper bag. I still have this bag.
Yes, I saved it, of course.
Of course I did. It still has the grease stains and the jokes. I did every bit my father, a vaudevillian, taught me what to do. And we did all the shtick.
Calm down, Rob. Some of us have not been in the audience for all of the Jerry shows that you have been.
Mike, they finally come to play, though.
Yeah.
After all those live shows, this is it.
It was worth it.
What do you think? Let me ask you this. I'm going to put you on the spot here, Rob. What of all that you've seen Jerry in
You've traveled to see Jerry.
I saw him
to see Jerry with
in the
late
80s.
Hold on. Let me set it up. Hold on. I know you did, Ed. Hold on. Let me just... I want to set this up for you.
Please.
In all of your retrospectives with Jerry's films, where they either wheel Jerry out or he's sitting or he's standing, is there an ego moment? Is there or an ego statement that you find towers above all others? You know, I think the inner government would be mine.
That
when he refers to his brain as the inner government,
that is huge. I do think that the fact that he called himself for years the national chairman of the Muscular Dystrophy Association, when you really, and you know what, that's fine, really, on the surface.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you look at it,
he gave himself that title, right?
But it's a self-given title, and what does he do? He's hosting a TV show. Granted, he raised $1 billion. I don't want to diminish that, but I'm not sure he's a national chairman of anything, except of being a dick.
Also, they haven't found a cure.
No.
Yeah, try harder.
Well, they kicked
that's
him out.
Even crueler.
Well, they kicked
that's
him out, and once he left, all the everything went to garbage. We're very close.
I'm not gonna. We could talk about Jerry all day, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to dive right in. I'm going to dive right into my moment. I have to say, here at the O'Mara household, what a weekend it was. What an overscheduled whirlwind of activity, weekend, not a moment of downtime, go, 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 from my sister's 40th anniversary party.
Happy birthday, Kathy!
Surprise anniversary for my brother-in-law, Paul, and my sister, Kathy, to the farewell to my mom on the Frenchman's Bay. It was just busy, but we had one day with our dear friends, Colonel Michael Colburn, USMC, and his beautiful and funny and lovely wife, Nancy. Yeah.
Wonderful couple.
And we had one day where we were going to take in about a two-hour window to see some sights, and it was over to the mountain that you boys have climbed with me, Cadillac Mountain.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And,
went up to the top. It was beautiful. Then we, I got out of the car and did the little, it's a total mini hike, like a quarter of a mile up and down. And I did it and traversed that. And I was holding up really, really well. I was real happy with the way everything went. And then it was off to another site in Acadia National Park up here in Maine, which is called Thunderhole. It is a natural phenomenon where
Thunderhole?
The sea. Thunderhole, yes. There's nothing
I've been
dirty.
There. Oh. I've actually been there, Mike.
You've been to Thunderhole.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've suffered from it.
Now stop it. Now, it's nothing dirty about
Thunderhole is awesome.
It can
worst
be.
James Bond movie ever.
Best Road Warrior, though.
These guys. Mike, I'm listening.
Thunderhole, Mike. Forgive me. I don't know
really
why Pony did
try.
That.
Well, I don't know if you can smoke in national parks, so Pony's not into that.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, Rob hates exercise, so he's not into walking anywhere.
I know. It's a big hiking area. That's what it is down there. But Thunderhole, a natural phenomenon where the sea has carved out a hole in the granite ledge on the shoreline, and it goes deep underground. And when the sea comes in, it causes like an explosion.
Okay.
Of power and water and mist and Atlantic Ocean spray, and it's a phenomenon, and it's absolutely one of the primary tourist attractions up here in Acadia National Park.
I was confused with Pony's tourist attraction, which is Breathing Hole.
That'll be somewhere down the road.
The tracheotomy.
Yeah. Mm. It won't be the ocean that's carving the hole. No. It'll be some guy who asked for a copay.
It'll be fine. It'll be just fine.
We are the worst.
And, so this attraction is, I should point out that it's August up here and the entire park is just a chock-a-block.
Buzzing.
Teeming.
Beings, just teeming with life from all corners of the East. New Jersey, New York. By the way, when you're driving, here's a little tidbit. This probably applies to all national parks. When you're driving in a national park and you're driving on these scenic roads, these highways and byways, be aware of the fact that the average tourist who is sightseeing from their car, if they are, say, half a car length in front of you, be more than aware of the fact that when they see something that's interesting to them, they will turn off like this. They will not break. No. They will not think. They will see something they want to see. There will not be a signal. They will just jet out of your way.
Right.
And you have a very, very, very solid chance of taking out their left rear taillight when they do this. Because that's how, because in this world of Americans now where it's all about me, that's it. You will also get people occasionally, if you leave a short distance between the cars, that will stop, that will put their brakes on and just go, a boyd. Look at the boyd. Boyd. And they will just stop. But back to Thunderhole. We go down to Thunderhole. There is a parking there. It's a one-way road. And then across the street, there's a little parking area. Mm-hmm. And it's not too crowded. I'm like, bonus party.
Yeah.
And then you walk down a flight of steps, cross the street. And then there is a lengthy flight of steps that take you down to the natural phenom known as Thunderhole.
Right.
So with me in the automobile are the Colburns. And my daughters, and the little guy, and Carla, and me, and so we have a car full of people.
Seven people.
Thank God the Colburns brought a family truckster that we could all drive around in, which is we'll get to them later. It just falls into the category of them being what car would they bring? Oh, the perfect car for like a large group of people, which we're going to be needing all weekend long. That's the way that
Mercedes
this is
Sprinter.
Their car. This is their car, but they just happened because that's what the perfect house guest did. They're not going to show up with a Mini Cooper for just the two of them because that would make it just about the two
of
them.
We wanted to see the sights.
We rented a Kia Soul.
Yeah, that's never been about them. You'll have other, leave that to other guests that don't know how to be guests to do that. The Colburns show up in a vehicle that could transport my whole family, which they did all week long. We will get to them later. For now, we are at Thunderhole in Acadia National Park. An attraction for 50 years. Right. I have occasionally visited this little attraction. And I've known the coast of Maine for my entire life. So we cross the street, and there is an unusually large group of people that are at the very tippy top of the stairs, like right on the sidewalk going down to the attraction, the granite ledge. And they're all packed in there. And as we get closer, I begin to hear whale. Everybody's saying whale.
Whale.
Everyone's saying whale. And whale.
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 And I walk over to the railing at the top, and I'm curious. You know, when people start looking at something, everybody starts looking at something.
Yes, looky-loos.
And they I look out to sea, and I don't really see anything. I see some white caps out there.
Sure.
But I look at it, and I looked at it and kind of knew what it was, and I don't think twice. Then I hear whale. Yeah, that's whale. Oh, and then you hear.
What? What do you hear?
You hear, whoa! where it's like, ooh, like that.
And you hear that vocalization times 50, right?
Because people say, well, there it is, there it is. And you look out, and suddenly I look out there, and I'm trying to focus on what everyone's looking at. And within, I don't want to sound like a smug, knowledgeable hump, but I shortly will go into smug, obnoxious hump mode, but because I had no choice, it was thrust upon me, and I look out and I see that there is a lobster boat that is next to what I have known for most of my life is one of the nastiest ledges. You don't want to get close to this granite ledge. And the waves, but the waves are breaking across, and you can't see the ledge. All you can see are the white caps breaking across the ledge, and it's a scary body of water.
Sure.
And because it's a scary body of water that I've negotiated around for most of my life, it's scary. It's between Bar Harbor and Southwest Harbor, and there's a big green buoy marking the ledge, and you want to stay on the right of that buoy when you're coming to Bar Harbor, because otherwise you're going to get in big trouble no matter how big your boat is, because that ledge is right under the surface of the ocean, and it can wreak havoc. But I know it's a ledge.
Right.
And I immediately say, I realize that all of these people that are screaming, well, are looking at a ledge. And I'll tell you why it looks like it might be well. Because the lobster boat looks like maybe it's like a chock-a-block with Turons that are looking at. Well, no, the lobster boat is either there's somebody fishing or lobstering right around there.
These rubes have invented an entire scenario.
It's an optical illusion.
It's 50 rubes with the pack leader who has, and it's this fat, obnoxious 38-year-old woman that's got, and she's got her binoculars. And Carla's next to me, and Carla says, is that a whale? I said, no, it's a ledge. And I said, it's a rock ledge. It's a granite ledge. And as I say that, this woman pivots violently on her right foot. And she turns to me. The binoculars come down and she meets mine. She goes, it's a whale. And I said, and we go down. At this point, I'm like, well, pick ye battles.
Yeah,
I'm not picking this one.
Yeah.
And we venture down. And at this point, the whale narrative has been locked in.
Right.
It's what Americans do. We want to see a whale, so everyone
talk yourself into believing it. Yeah.
But I'm going into full dick mode as I'm walking down the stairs. It's a ledge. It's a granite ledge. That's it. And Carla, this is why civilizations are destroyed, because Carla wants to go along with, say, Mike, okay, we understand you think it's a ledge. I said, no, I don't think, it's a ledge. It's a ledge. And she said, well, I mean, if people want to, Carla doesn't want the embarrassment of me just, trying to enlighten this rabble of soft-headed Turons that want to believe that this is a friggin' whale when it's not. It's rock. And by the way, you're not seeing like big plumes of vapor, of water, misty water coming out like you would have coming out of a blowhole.
Right.
You're seeing waves breaking over the same spot. Well, if it's a whale, it's dead and it's floating and the waves are breaking over it and it's not a whale.
It's a famous Maine stationary whale.
Right, the main stationary whale. But this lady, you know, who turned around, it's a whale. And I'm like, okay, hey, enjoy yourself. And she was kind of the pack leader. And there are 30 people up there going, whale. So we go down, and we go down to Thunder Hole, where the Atlantic Ocean comes in. And it's kind of a calm day. And you can get that particular attraction, if it's not the right kind of sea, high tide or changing tide, it's not going to give you a really good show. So we're there for a short period of time. Sure. We don't have that much time anyway over in the national park, right? So it's back up to the style, and I'm kind of like working on negotiating these steps because it's a good little PT for me, and I'm thinking about that. We we get back to the top.
Yes,
there's a whole new crew that's up there. A doughy-headed guy looks like who's the guy that did that food show where he eats anything?
Bourdain hair.
Andrew Zimmern. Andrew Zimmern is up there with his dumb wife and his dumb kids, and they're just having a blast talking about the whale. And at this point, I said, "Okay, I'm all in." And I said, "Well, that's a big one."
A bigger dick than arguing that it isn't a whale.
Ignorance. I had a feeling when I saw this rock ledge, this collection of granite, this created by the volcanoes or the glaciers a million years ago. You know, I had a feeling the mob would turn on me and throw me into the sea, basically, if I didn't want to go with their little you know whale poem that they wanted to buy into. You know, so
was little Michael buying in?
Little Michael was oblivious to it. It's being four. You don't care about stuff.
He doesn't care.
But you had plenty of the hoisting of the child up there. Look at the whale. Look at the ledge that looks like a whale.
Speaking of whales, the lady in the first group with the binoculars, did you get the impression that was like a paid organization where she brought the people up, and so maybe it was in her best interest?
No, this was just a lady.
No,
it's a lady that didn't think
she'd be ruse.
Let me put it this way. She wouldn't be doing any hiking.
Of course not.
Or any physical activity.
It's not that hard to get there, get back.
She was there and she got back into her car and stuff. And this family's
minivan.
Like, that is a big whale. I said, that's a big one. And by this time, my whole group is with me because they've seen the same frothy waves breaking over the same rock ledge for 45 minutes. Okay?
Yeah, it's like a Disney attraction. It resets.
Even if it's a dead whale and it's floating, you know, and if it's being fed on by great white sharks, you know, and I mean, you would see that. I'm telling the whale story. All right, come on in. Come on. You're leaving shortly. This is my oldest.
Hey, showbiz. Right,
lean down.
Hello.
Hey,
did it look like a whale?
Did it look like a whale? They want to ask you about the whale.
I wasn't there, but I'm sure it
didn't.
Oh, that's
right. Your sister was there. You weren't.
I'm sure it didn't. People want to believe what they want to believe.
This is very true.
You're back on a bus? The finest transportation for my children.
I try to get an aisle
seat. Buy a bonus show. My daughter's traveling back to New York by bus.
She will have an aisle seat because daddy loves her.
Yes, I love you.
I love you. Have a safe trip.
Nice seeing you.
Bye, guys.
Have a safe trip. Good seeing you.
I love you.
Bye. Call me.
You gotta.
Don't say that.
Sorry.
Now cut that out.
She was wonderful. We had a Nana is smiling down on my family after this weekend. What a wonderful weekend it was. But to wrap it up.
Yeah.
My group, the Colburns, my daughter Elizabeth, Catherine wasn't there, and they are with me. They are completely with me with the whole whale thing. They finally are buying.
You won them over.
Carla was the only one that got it. I'd love her to come in, but she's doing stuff.
Very busy.
My daughter ready. And I just, it's just, we're rubes. We're rubes. And I didn't want to go along with the rube thing.
That. First, it's hard to get people to national parks in general to get out of their phones, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the idea that they get out of their phones, they get to this wonderful national park, which I personally, you know, love, and I didn't really discover how magical a national park could be till I arrived to Acadia.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time where I was like, whoa, beautiful. I can't believe this is here.
Stunningly beautiful.
But I love that you love the facts more than anything else. that you will tell a group of tourists.
Yes,
that
and most, a most
when they
unpopular,
have to be told.
A very unpopular
yes,
opinion.
You go against the grain. It's like being the judge that hates who is essentially the national champions right. on World of Dance, right? Yeah.
Mm. I will yeah, tell
that's
you.
That's what I was thinking.
Because I'm not proud of this. Because I'm proud of the fact that I didn't want these people to suffer this
right.
complete ruse and do that. But I
facts are
I
facts, Mike.
That's right. You can't dispute the facts.
I played with the family saying, yeah, that's a big one. And then unfortunately, because I'm a cruel person, I crossed the street. Uh-huh. And I just couldn't let it go because there were, at this point, there are 15 more people that are looking out to see the whale. And so this is how I wrapped the story because them Carla hit me when we got back right. in the car. When I looked down and I saw this group of 15 or 30 people and I said, I'm pretty sure it's dead.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
We're on the entertainment capital of the world.
It's awkward having a policeman around the house. Friends drop in, a man with a badge answers the door. The temperature drops 20 degrees. You throw a party and that badge gets in the way. All of a sudden, there isn't a straight man in the crowd. Everybody's a comedian. Don't drink too much, somebody says, or the man with a badge will run you in. Or how's it going, Dick Tracy? How many jaywalkers did you pinch today? All at once, you lost your first name. You're a cop, a flatfoot, a bull, a dick, John Law. You're the fuzz, the heat, your poison, your trouble, your bad news. They call you everything. It's not much of a life unless you don't mind missing a Dodger game because the hotshot phone rings. Oh, the pay's adequate. If you count your pennies, you can put your kid through college. But you better plan on seeing Europe on your television set. And then there's your first night on the beat. When you try to arrest a drunken prostitute in a Main Street bar and she rips your new uniform to shreds, you'll buy another one out of your own pocket. And you're gonna rub elbows with all the elite. Pimps, addicts, thieves, bums, winos, girls who can't keep an address and men who don't care. Liars, cheats, con men, the class of Skid Row. A kid with a knife, a pillhead with a gun, or two ex-cons with nothing to lose. 4 years in uniform, you'll have the ability, the experience, and maybe the desire to be a detective. If you like to fly by the seat of your pants, this is where you belong.
The story you have just seen is true. The names were changed to protect the innocent.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Thanks, Wade. And thanks, Officer Jerky, for that speech at the beginning of the show. Live from Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, you are?
You didn't have to hear that. I did it off.
That's such a cheat.
We don't get to hear you after we hear you ramp up.
Sorry about that.
You might as well say, I've got to sneeze again. You might as well mute a punchline.
Let me hear. Come on.
Do it.
Look into the light.
Yes!
Thank you very much.
Oh, my
Thank
God.
You. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios. In
I need a
capital.
Cigarette.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it.
Oh.
And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. It's a whale. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Pro Flowers.
Yes.
Here's a pro tip for you from the best flowers in the world. Remember, predictability is boring. Mm. Surprises are exciting. Be like me. Surprise your lady or man with a bouquet for no reason at all. You will be a hero. We're getting some great feedback on Pro Flowers. People love them, and they make it easy for you to surprise someone right now.
When?
Right now. Man. Here's a special offer for our listeners. Take advantage, please. Get 20% off any of their unique summer rose bouquets or any other bouquet of $29 or more. And if you aren't sure what to send someone, their colorful rainbow roses are always a hit, and they're a great value. ProFlowers.com makes choosing the perfect surprise bouquet simple and quick, guaranteed to stay fresh for at least 7 days or your money back. Plus, you get to pick the exact date of your unexpected surprise, when it's going to arrive. Pro Flowers gives you more bloom for your buck. Big, beautiful flowers with more stems for your money. And what we're doing today, Flower Day on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Flower Day.
Send somebody flowers just for the
love
heck
it.
Of it, okay?
Love
yeah,
it.
Trip. Trip Affleck. Send Mac some yeah. flowers. To get 20% off summer roses or any other bouquet of $29 or more, go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's proflowers.com and the code TMOS. Don't wait to make someone's day. Go ahead and be unpredictable and be a hero.
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 Come on. Yeah, it was a hell of a weekend. I'll be honest with you. It was
when you afford stuff into 2 hour blocks, which is what you did for the, your Thunderhole experience. That you are not a 2 hour block guy.
No, you're not.
I like to have a free
yes, open
you know, freewheeling, open ended time. But we had to, you know, we had Catherine coming back. I forgot she wasn't with us. She was arriving that day. That
right.
was Friday that we did that Friday afternoon.
You had a and slammed then, weekend.
You really did.
I had a very slammed weekend.
Man,
we were go and the big event Friday night was my sister's 40th anniversary surprise party put on by my niece.
Yeah,
and
I believe
Jessica
earlier
Michael.
I yelled happy birthday. It's not her 40th birthday.
It's 40th her 40th anniversary. Yeah.
Was it a surprise? A surprise is so hard
yeah.
to pull off.
Yeah, blew him out of the water. And
that's great.
That's always
how do you keep a secret in a little town like yours?
Well, they had a great cover story is that they were all in town for the memorial anyway.
I know. I understand that.
So that helps.
And you're still
and
getting
Jessica
together.
Had said to my sister, make sure you block off Friday night. And so they took him on a walk, and we were all told to get there at 6 p.m. And then they had these little cutouts on the sticks of Kathy's face when they got married and Paul's face. These young pictures. And we were all up there, and it was fantastic. And about a day before, Jessica had texted me and said, can you say a few words at the party? And my immediate reaction was a Napoleon reaction because it was like, family, cousin. Cousins!
Cousins.
It was, yeah, because I didn't, I was going to keep it light. That's what I do. And I've been successful doing those kind of like speeches at family events, but it just, there was a little stress associated with it. I'll be honest with
tough
you.
Tough crowd.
It's the toughest room available, right?
Yeah. Much more relaxed performing in front of a group of, you know, 1,000 of our rabid fans than I am getting up there in the family, because the family's got an agenda. No, they don't. They don't have an agenda. I'm sorry. That's my own paranoia. That's my own paranoia.
All these years.
When he says agenda, he just means that there's things that need to get done at the party.
All these years later, now they're really going to get him.
That's right. Yeah. It's been simmering.
It was something that I thought about it. I really did. I woke up on Friday and I did the show prep. And then after the show was over, as I said, there wasn't a second. There wasn't a nanosecond of time that wasn't allotted for, and I had a little time to prepare it, and then we also were going to give little remarks at my mom's send-off before we scattered her ashes. It was just it was great. It was family, but there were a lot of obligations.
Working weekend.
Yes.
Nana was smiling down on us. Two things. I got the idea very quickly that, it's perfect. What I will do is give a little speech about their 40th anniversary, and then I'll do a little self-deprecation about the fact that that I've been married multiple times. Yeah, you can't miss with that kind of funny.
Sure.
Yeah, so it's going to be something like, 40 years of marriage. Marriage is wonderful. It doesn't make you perfect, though. laugh. And then you can be, marriage is wonderful. You can be married a short period of time and it's wonderful. Or you can divide it up among a few people. And so I'm getting, that's the idea, right?
Yeah, and I also love the idea of, say, because you have so many generations up there, Mike, that a mom will lean over to one of your nephews and say, Uncle Mike's been married 3 times.
Yeah, he's been married
explain
a,
the joke.
A lot of times.
Sure, because you have family members that aren't, they don't know my bio.
Right. Right.
You know, so, but I'm sitting there going, hey, I'll do this, and then I'll launch into, I'll give you it. I don't mind repeating
all
it
right.
here. And then I'll do just a little. Yeah, this is going to be like 2-3 minutes. This
love
is
it. Okay. No, this is great.
I'll do a little shtick about Paul, and I'll say, and when Kathy married Paul, I gained a brother. And I said, when Kathy married Paul, I gained a brother.
But wait, before you get into it, do we do this?
Yes.
Oh, I don't have a, I need a spoon, something metal.
No. They had a guy playing a piano. They had a guy playing an electric piano. Yeah, they had a guy, and he said, ladies and gentlemen, can we have your attention, please? So we got everybody's attention.
God, this is a well-put-together affair.
Yeah, it's a whole deal. Yeah.
But let me just say, so the first paragraph was going to be about the marriage thing. And then the second paragraph was going to be about Paul. And then I was going to say, seriously, that they have benefited not just themselves,
nice
but
little
our
bow
entire
at the
family,
end. Yeah.
Especially my mom. And that's it. I wrap it. So I'm sitting there, and I'm a little... I just want to get it over with. I'm there's a little anxiety associated with this speech.
And I would and assume I said, the fact that the lighthearted speech coming before the remarks at your mom's memorial, it's tough because you've still got the mom's memorial stuff in the back of your head, and that's going to be tough. That's a tough thing. So you're probably a little worked up.
It's I'm a little, you know, I'm a little stressed.
I interrupted with you earlier. Please continue with what you the shtick.
The bottom line was I get up there and I was like, please attention, please attention. I said, thank you very much. I want to welcome everybody. Kathy and Paul, 40 years. Fantastic. And everybody. Woo! And I said, 40 years of marriage. And I said that 40 years of marriage. And I'm about to do my self-deprecating when Teddy in the back goes, yeah, not three times like you've been married. And like that, or something along those lines. And I said,
yeah, but he killed your joke.
Yeah, it was like, you know, it was like,
Teddy. I mean,
That was kind of it, you know, and you know, I was, but I soldiered on, and the
your cousin
and,
you know, heckled like, you,
yeah, Teddy, you know, taking
and worse
pictures,
than a heckle, he stole the punchline,
killed the wind. You know,
I said, thanks for taking my joke, Teddy.
Theodore.
Thanks for taking the only joke that
cousin
I have.
Cousin Theodore.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Back again.
You know,
Teddy.
Thank you. And, you know,
it's like you're
like
all
the worst
kids
heckle.
Again.
Yeah.
It's like we're all kids again. Married lots of times like you. Mike's married a lot. But anyway. And so the second paragraph was...
So much better than I thought. It was going to be great.
When Kathy married Paul, I gained a brother. And I said, I gained a brother. A smarter... A better educated, harder working brother. A fact that was not lost on me since my mom reminded me of it every single time I called her. Big laugh on
walk,
that
walk,
one.
Good. Walk, walk.
Good.
And then I got off to and the celebration continued and it was wonderful. But it was like
did
you know,
Teddy only ruin one punchline? Even though it was the best punchline, he only ruined the
well,
one.
Well, it was the only punchline that I really had. It was the only joke. It was kind of
a
gag.
Yeah.
But no, they still laughed at it and it was but at that point. It was onward. You know, it wasn't
right.
my
oh
idea anymore.
Oh, my God.
Anymore.
Mike, you had to. So essentially, it's funny whether you're in comedy or improv or you're doing a business presentation.
Right. Anything.
So if someone says you have 15 minutes and then you walk on like you have 5 minutes, you had to essentially take your speech and contract it.
Compress
oh,
it.
It broke down. It went from a 5-minuter to a 2.5-minuter. At that moment,
wow.
That was it. But it's a small group. I was fine. We went on. The only other prop, and I won't mention the name of this particular
good.
Joint, okay?
Good.
But this happens right about sundown. The sun has just gone down, and we are in the backyard of this restaurant behind, and that's where we're... I thought we were going to be inside the restaurant. We're outside in this little area. It's lovely. They've got lights. It's decorated.
Main weather,
little
gorgeous.
Piano player. There's a bar set up, which... Very important for my family. And
bar.
That set up and a bar. And the thing about it was there were two things.
Yes.
Number one, at the bar, there's a drink they're selling called the Hancock Point.
Ooh.
And the thing is
a signature drink. It's very classy to have a signature.
Signature.
Drink.
I cannot say this on this family show, but because of the handwriting, the N had been turned into an R. It looked, the N did not look like an N in the Hancock Point drink. It looked like an R, and it's my family. So you're not getting away with it. You know, that I more dignified families would probably, that would probably just go by the by. And, but no.
Disregard the sign. Disregard the sign.
And you know, I'm up at the bar and somebody says, are you going to have the point? You know, like, yeah, of course I am. And that continued into the next day.
Sure.
The other thing was, you know, it's not, there's no secret that there are mosquitoes during the summer, but right. I would like to say that the chief, the CEO of the Mosquito Nation sent out a flyer. Hey, pardon the pun.
I get it. Yeah.
Sent out a message, an email to all the other mosquitoes in the state of Maine.
Oh.
And said, by the way, we're going to need you at 8 o'clock at Hancock Point at this restaurant. Mm. I am watching.
Were they there in time to yell surprise?
No,
surprise!
They were later.
Oh, good.
And they come in like right after the sun goes
dusk.
Down, and then they're there for a, you know, they're not there for the whole night, and then they take off. But I've never seen anything. Like, I mean, they could carry you away. They were so thick. But other than that, you know, other than my joke being ruined and everything else, it was, Kathy and Paul had a good time. It was their party, so it was.
They always have a good time.
Yeah, the food was good. And then
what'd they serve?
And it was, huh?
What'd they serve?
I don't know, something chicken like with cheese,
quarter type thing.
And a little halibut. it was halibut because I asked one of the mosquitoes what's that fish, and the mosquito said halibut. And he took a big chunk. It took like an 8-ounce piece of it and was flying away into the woods with a chunk of someone's human skin. But we have to take it. Good time had by all, everybody. You know, yes, sir. Yeah, don't talk about
it. He's been married 3 times.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Glad you could all be here. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Michael Mara Show. Whoa.
From American Public Media.
Yes, things are moving along at the Mike O'Mara Show app. Here's the latest news. Everybody's busy since the new update. Rob and Joe are baking their delicious homemade comedy biscuits. Oscar and Todd are out back behind the Tesla shucking corn and talking tech. Rob and Katie just finished whitewashing a fence in front of the Cake and Cookies broadcast shed. Gary Stein just sold a t-shirt, and Tony Perkins at his mercantile store is doing gangbusters. And Marcus Serta is making sweet love to Steve Mermelstein in the Omericast sex dungeon. Yes, it's all well at the app, especially with the new TMOS Live feature. Now you can stream the show live as it happens, and there's a classic TMOS at your fingertips 24/7. Make sure you download or update today. That's the news from the TMOS app, where everyone's phone is just a little bit smarter. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love love. I love my family. I love my friends. And I love Amazon.com. Yes. I love Amazon because our partnership with them is one of the ways that keeps TMOS alive. I also love a regular listener of the show. I know this name, the lovely Catherine Merritt.
Yay. Oh, isn't that sweet?
Catherine Merritt bought all the school supplies that her kids needed through the TMOS Amazon portal. She does this because she loves her kids, and she doesn't love the big crowds and the big prices at a big box store. So now, Catherine can stay home and focus on what really matters, raising intellectual children. Who will also shop Amazon through our website because they're wise like mom. We love you, Catherine, Yay. And your smart kids, too. Be like Catherine. Shop Amazon through our website. Let us love you, too. ShoppingAmazon.com this way changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. Please shop Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend money. I apologize to my compatriots here because I am, because of the nature of the weekend, I'm kind of taking up all
big
all
weekend,
the time,
Mike.
Well, there's a lot to talk about. Yeah. This will help you decompress from a very busy weekend.
We want to hear about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Saturday was right back at it, and we went down to the dock here, and then we had a memorial for my mom on the dock, and then it was off to say our final goodbye and scatter her ashes on Frenchman's Bay. And for me, it was small groups. Give me a funeral, I'm okay. Give me a large group of people, I'll muddle through. Right. Give me the intimate family, and I got to the halfway mark of my little thing I wanted to say, and it was just like anybody that's ever really, really, there's a reason they call it choked up,
yeah,
because it got into my throat, and nothing was, I couldn't do it, nothing was coming out, and really that's many of us were like that because that's what she meant to our family, and at 95. I got to think that my mom was looking down on that and going, that's charming and that's wonderful. I had to go back to my speech again.
Do you think she would have said that Paul wouldn't have choked up?
Paul didn't choke up. Paul filled up. Paul filled up. Everybody filled up.
Okay,
everybody.
Good.
It was just.
It's the toughest. That's the toughest speech in the world to give.
And you talk about
the size of the crowd determining it, but the absolute emotion of doing a eulogy for someone that means the world to you, it is daunting and
it wasn't
borderline
even a eulogy,
impossible.
Rob. It was just all of us standing casually on the dock with a boat next door, that was going to take her ashes out there. And, you know, it's just, it's surreal. But you cannot get through something like this. You just knew there had to be the moment. And it was pea soup fog in the morning. We made the call mid-morning. We were going to meet at 8 o'clock down there. Moved it to 8:30. The fog had lifted a little bit, but it was still, you know, anybody that's seen the main coast, you know.
Oh,
you got to be careful, and you got to know what you're doing. But it was a little bit of a breeze, too. The weather was not perfect, but it finally was good enough where we all got. Eight of us got on the boat. Me, my wife Carla, my sister and brother-in-law, my two daughters, and also Jessica, my niece, and Michael, my nephew. And we all went out in front of our house, our family house up here in beautiful Maine, and it was time to scatter the ashes. Now, I'm the pilot, and I'm kind of the keeper of the ashes, so I'm kind of running this show. So, you know, I just want to make sure I do things right. And I'm thinking I got to position the boat into the wind so that I can go, that we can go back to the stern and everything's going to be okay. And I go to the back of the boat after, and it was so truly beautiful, what we said on the dock, and it was great. Two things. And perhaps this will be the only time you'll ever hear them in your life. And perhaps you'll never have to deal with this at all, okay?
Okay.
And I'm hoping you don't. I'm hoping our listeners don't have to deal with this. And by the way, if you think this is, this is morbid, I don't care. No one on earth loves their mother more than I do, okay? I love the woman. I've been a basket case for about 2.5 weeks, and I probably will be for the next 2.5 weeks. I love my mom. But reality is reality, and I have to share this with you because it was the moment of levity during an otherwise solemn and dark situation. And I will tell you, I refer to it as the Lebowski moment.
Oh.
Okay, so here are two things. The wind, once we got the urn to the back of the boat, the wind shifted a bit. I didn't notice, but maybe I have to go with the first part first.
Okay.
This is a tiny woman. All right. I didn't. This is not a big person. But this urn, it was the Shriner clown car of urns. These ashes were the ashes that kept on. It was
like a magic trick.
It never stopped. It started with me. My feeling was I was going to scatter it. It was going to be, boom, okay, bye, Mom, see you later. Put some little rose petals in there from the garden, from the 100-plus-year-old rose bushes in front of our house up there. We did it right. And you see the ashes. They came out of the thing, and they kept going and going and going. And finally I said, Kathy, would you like to do a little of this? Because it's just the ashes wouldn't stop. It was none. It felt like hours. And the wind shifted, and then the ashes kind of turned around. There was some on the boat. I'm sorry. There were some on the boat. Yeah. I'm sorry. There were some on the boat. I think maybe at one point I said, Nana, please, you know, like I'm talking to her, you know, where it's going. And it was that's the one.
Any laughs on that when you tried to defuse the situation?
We're all laughing at this. We're all laughing at this point. Because I'm screwing it up. And it's solemn and stuff.
Mike.
Here's the bottom line. If you're going to do something
this
like
this. This is good to know.
Yeah.
Be aware there are lots of them, okay? It's not a small. Well, of course.
Was it the urn?
It was a beautiful urn. Picked out by Nana herself.
Yes.
My mom picked out.
I'm really going to get them.
My mom, she got every. Remember I told the story. She picked out the urn and said, Kathy, don't get depressed. We'll go get sushi. You know, the thing is, everything, it was fun. It just was a long time. But then at the end, it was beautiful, and you saw the rose petals in the water. She's there in Frenchman's Bay with my dad.
Fantastic.
Yay. But it was, oh my God. I was like going, and I really said, once the wind turned around, I said, oh God almighty. I mean, I looked, I said, is everybody going to be covered? Is it going to be, are they all going to look like Jeff Bridges? Is that going to happen? And then I got lower to the water, and then I'm thinking, don't drop the urn. You know.
Oh God.
Oh, yeah.
In retrospect, maybe it would have been a better solution, which is, you know, just
No. You don't want to do that.
No, you don't do that. But it's a process. You guys have never done this.
No.
My mom would like the similar thing done in El Rio.
Be aware.
By Mike?
No, El Rio Mamore in Bolivia.
Is that a river?
Yeah, it's a river.
There are two things that I think with this, okay? I'm not a big... Look,
do it downstream from the laundry.
Whatever you do with the remains. But as Kathy said, I said, do you want any... Do you want any... She said, no, I don't want to divide her up. And that makes sense, too. And she wanted all of them there.
Yeah. So, I mean, at risk of being morbid, all the ashes have been poured. Right?
And even on the boat, you know, we kind of swabbed it down.
Sure.
And, you know...
Who keeps the urn?
I gave Kathy the urn.
Oh, that's
sweet. She deserves the urn. My sister deserves the urn. And so it was.
Was that the 40th wedding anniversary present?
No, the 40th wedding anniversary present was an Amazon thingy. Well, the TV thingy. What's the TV?
Fire.
Fire.
Fire
Amazon
TV.
Fire.
Oh, well, very cool. Fire. Very cool.
Yeah, it was great. And then we came back in, and I said, "I'll see you all later." I got to get out of here. That was it.
Mike, then, thank you for sharing that story. I know
I have to tell the truth. I have to tell the truth. But a beautiful, she was smiling.
Awesome.
Beautiful send off. And, you know, and it's still there. It's still there a little bit. So, Carlos,
always will be. Always will be.
You know, yeah, absolutely. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hello. This is former intern Ashley. You may remember me by my adorable laugh and witty banter. I'm here to talk to you blood-sucking leeches about the bonus show. I was on the show, and I'm still a broke college kid. So I could probably get away with just listening to Mike O'Mara Show for free, but I don't. I subscribe to the bonus show because it's cheap, funny, sometimes thought-provoking. Buy it, bloodsuckers. It's worth a few bucks a year and keeps food on the table for little Michael. He's a growing little boy. Needs to eat. Buy the bonus show, dicks. Ashley out.
Wow, that's special. Ooh. That's delightful. Welcome back to the...
I think it's allergies.
Show. Wow. You know that Lyft is the best way to get from here to there, but it's also the best ride-sharing app to drive for. I think you know that.
Yeah.
I want to go into details about any other... ride-sharing people.
Easy,
out there.
You.
But the fact is, come on now. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours, work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best gig in the world. Lyft, Lyft, Lyft. Remember that.
Yes.
When you're going to be going to a major city and you want to get a ride, Lyft is the way to go, and it's the easiest app to use. Lyft was the first ride-sharing app to offer in-app tipping. When you drive for Lyft, you keep 100% of the tips. Drivers have been paid over $200 million in tips since the feature was introduced. It's a great service to drive for. Express Pay lets drivers get paid almost instantly instead of waiting for weeks. Lyft has even taken the guesswork out of pickups. The new AMP device uses color coding to help passengers find their drivers.
Super easy.
You can earn hundreds of dollars a week, plus tips. Want to make more money? Drive more. It's never been easier to give yourself a raise. Here's a simple formula. Happy, happy drivers mean happy passengers. Maybe that's why 9 out of 10 Lyft rides gets a perfect 5-star rating. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to get from here to there. And I have great experiences with my Lyft drivers. So join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating its people better. Go to Lyft.com/TMOS today, and you can get a $500 new driver bonus. That's Lyft.com/TMOS. Lyft.com/TMOS. Limited time only. Terms apply. So, the Colburns were very, very gracious, hung out Saturday morning while we did all of our family business, and they are unquestionably the Uber house guests. Colonel Michael Colburn, former director of the Marine Band, and his wife Nancy, and this is their second tour up here.
You're calling it that now, a tour?
It's a tour.
To the Mike O'Mara main theater?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned... there's just they could write a book on how to be a great house guest. That's
something
so
that's
cool.
Especially when you have so many people visiting throughout the summer,
in and out, yeah,
right.
Like that's a high bar, right? If you walk in and then you set the standard, you're like, man, they set the standard.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me go through because I know this will embarrass the hell out of them, but I don't care.
Good.
Because I want everybody to know what
Please.
It takes. Okay, because you might
do we get
write
dings with this?
Yeah. I
awesome.
Got it. I was
Perfect.
Standing by.
You're good.
I will tell you this, that I truly believe that this is not required, but it's amazingly sweet and kind and in no way expected. But I'm just telling you, if you're going to somebody's house to stay for 2-3
don't bring
four
a hookah.
Days,
I was know, thinking the exact same
Rofo,
thing. Robert Ford.
Oscar and I have had discussions about this. Oscar, right? The givers in this world, the takers in this world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The fact is that here's the deal, okay? The Colburns arrive at the house Thursday afternoon.
Perfectly right? on time, I'm guessing.
They're on time, of course.
Of course.
They give me updates along the way to know where they are. They arrive. They give us a. They walk in. We open up a painting of Frenchman's Bay that they found at an auction.
What?
Incredible.
Yeah,
not expected. I don't want a gift when you come into my house.
No, and an amazing gift.
It's like they were thinking of them.
Yeah.
They come. they like each other. That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
I'm
they
out.
Get along with each other.
Oh, so they're not bickering or fighting.
But there's no sell. You know, there's not. He said, she said, crap, which gets tedious. You know, and it brings negative energy into the room. They come with. They hand selected. These craft brews, these beers from the state of Vermont, and brought their own cooler in there, and we sit there and we enjoyed these on Thursday night, like right out of the gate we did that, and it's just incredible. They
showed up with chilled beer.
Yeah,
that requires not just thoughtfulness but forethought,
preparation. Yeah.
Yes,
chilled beer that we. We dove into on Thursday.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I could have gone a little easier. Oh, between the eating and drinking, it's insane. I mean, it's just not, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm doing up here. But they do that. They're like incredibly malleable, like they were with, you know, hey, do you mind if we had, there's no neediness. There's not a needy bone in their body. He offers to pay for everything, and I wouldn't let him a lot because the fact is that they would pay for everything. Because that's just the kind of people there. Mm-hmm. They're wonderful house guests. They were wonderful with my family. They were wonderful with my daughters. They're fascinating to listen to.
Yes.
They're the most interesting people because they have. You know, he's got an incredible body of stories.
Yeah.
And they're just
An incredible body.
Still in shape.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the part. That might be. You know what? Let me get the buzzer out. Hold on just a second.
Yeah. Oh no!
Yeah, screw him.
I didn't mean.
Screw him.
I didn't mean to make it negative.
Call this energy.
No, I just realized. You know, I mean, really, still the you. You know, he's got the green thing.
Thunder hole.
But he always says, he always told me, I'm more of a musician than a Marine. So he doesn't hang it over your head that he was a Marine.
But doesn't that make him cooler, too?
Yeah, I guess he does.
But he's got...
he's a rock and roll Marine.
Yeah.
But I think he's got tremendous respect for the history of his position and what they've done. And he's just fascinating to listen to. He's a bright guy. He brings stuff to the table. He's a great listener. He lets you vent. This was not an easy weekend to have house. I didn't think twice about it because it was them. And they fit in here, and they're from New England, and it was just, you know, I needed that. I needed that so much. They don't even know if they're listening to this. I know they listen to the show. That's another thing. It's like, you know, I know you were, Carla embarrasses me because Carla last night, yesterday, maybe around noon, right before they leave, Carla says, do you know what Mike was watching on YouTube right before he went to bed? And I look at Mike, I'm looking at Carla with this look that says, Are you really going to do this to me?
Don't burn me, lady.
Come on, baby.
I was playing Colonel Colburn's appearance on David Letterman when he did the Christmas appearance. And he said, and Mike looked over at me and said, aren't we privileged to have him as a guest in our house? I'm like, you know, I want a little bit of the swing and D.
Sure.
You know? And she's like, you know, and Carl's like, really, at that point, it can go two ways. I can kind of laugh it off, which I did, or I can go, I'm in mourning here.
What have you said? She's just covering for me. As usual, it was porn.
Yeah, it was porn, like I do every single night.
But having such a rock solid presence in your house on such a notable weekend must have been a stabilizing force.
They're easy to talk to, and the conversation flows. And you know, I'm not a big social person because you know, there are not many people who have really chosen to be my friend.
Did you make plans for next year?
We kind of are floating around a few different ideas. I think that, you know, we've imposed a couple of times, and I think it's time for us to, you know, something that's much tougher for me. I love people coming to me. I'm not really good at getting out there. So we're, you know,
they got
to
kiss the ring.
But it's, you know what I got up here, guys. So,
yeah,
I mean,
Mike,
it's like,
why wouldn't people want to go up there?
That's you really are a trip. You're a destination.
Yeah, you live where people want to go.
I got a destination going.
I mean, Leesburg is nice, but I don't see. You know what? I'm really tired of these cool temperatures in the water. Mike, let's go down to the mall.
It's not Fort Myers. All right.
It's not Fort Myers.
This is Maine.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I had the Colburns were off yesterday morning, and I ended up having a nice daddy day, daughter day, where I took my daughters out. And even though there was a typhoon up on the restaurant patio, and one of the umbrellas blew a man's table over, which I thought was kind of funny. That to me is entertainment.
Did the wind like pick up during the meal?
Yeah,
because you wouldn't have sat outside if you'd known the weather was there.
We're in Bar Harbor upstairs, and
I think I know the place.
Table over,
yeah,
and the man goes ah! Like that, which to me made me laugh out loud. You know,
my
like,
fritters.
Fritters. It's a you know he's probably not from Florida, but it was a Florida blue hair.
Yeah,
you know, that species that the species that goes can't me do anything. You know, I'm like, boy, was it really? You think it was a challenge when the wind came up to actually place all of your hands on the table,
yeah,
so it didn't take the table over and dump it in your lap, and then you looked at the waitress like she called God and said, "Send the big strong wind in to drop my, you know, cheesesteak in my lap." You know, what's the deal with that?
How did he deal with the waitress? Did he call her over? Did he just shrug like what's going on, or what did he do?
He wasn't mean to her, but it was just like going,
make an effort,
you know, is what he's saying. Yeah.
So and they were like putting the umbrellas down. I said, "Do you need your umbrella?" I said, "No, kind of digging this. I like the fact that you'd be in the middle of a conversation, and then go,
yeah,
just to keep
toes.
It stabilized." But after a lovely lunch with the girls,
did the wind take the umbrella out of your drink?
No.
Okay,
it was,
good. Yeah, Mai Tai was safe.
It's a lobster claw.
Rob, I was drinking water.
Oh, it was one of those.
This is.
I've had a lot
Sunday
of lunches
midday.
With you.
Yeah,
that's I've seen those
was
before.
Drinking water.
Yeah.
Water exclusively, and then off to
the umbrella blew over.
Yes,
and,
so.
And the fat parade continued down the street to the little ice cream place, and the
place that has lobster ice cream.
The girls like it. The kids,
yeah,
like
the kids like it. Oscar.
The kids.
Well,
like
those
it,
hips, you know, they can carry more weight now.
Yeah, they don't lie.
Yeah. Yeah, can do a little bit more.
What
who
are
had,
you doing?
Who had Mike's going to be fat in New Orleans?
Come on.
It was a troublesome weekend for food.
Well, emotional, too. Pie. It was emotional.
I've eaten more pie in 4 days than I've eaten in 45
pie?
Days. That's,
blueberry
that is a stone
pie?
Cold. Yeah, blueberry pie. Carla's homemade
nice.
Blueberry pie with ice cream.
Oh, well, of course. I didn't know Carla was making homemade pies.
Little salute to my old neighbor from Manassas, Jerry Maguire, just like the movie. Guy that lives. Hey,
remember
Jerry,
you had me at ice cream.
We grabbed the ice cream. You know, this is when you want to see somebody. You know, I got the odds of 1 in 30 million that I'm going to bump into anybody in Bar Harbor, Maine. Really, it's never going to happen.
Right.
And I said to the girls, as we get the ice cream, I said, it's crowded on the street. Let's go sit in the car, finish our ice cream, we'll go home. And I'm sitting there, and there's nothing better, nothing absolutely better to bump into somebody where somebody sees you when you got a big, gooey, fatty ice cream cone in your gob. And I'm sitting there. I'm in my car in a parking space on the side of the road, and the traffic is coming down, and I'm taking a bite of the Butter Crunch Ben and Bill's ice cream, and I hear, Mike O'Meara. And I'm like, Mike O'Meara, Jerry from Manassas. I'm like, Jerry! How are you? And he's like slowly going by me as I'm orcaing with the.
I can almost match that, but in a different way. I was at Giant a couple weeks ago.
Giant,
yeah, getting ready for when we hosted Supper Club, and it was the day of purchase. You know, we had already purchased the meal and everything, so I was pushing a cart with my two children that had about two cases of beer, wine, and obvious mixers. I mean, like stuff that you wouldn't buy
it's
unless
party time.
Yeah, I mean, like 7-Up,
like
lemons, lime.
Booze fest.
Yeah, exactly. And then like maybe a bag of Fritos, and that's what's in the cart
for the
and,
ride home.
And I'm pushing up the aisle, and who do I see but my brother, my stepbrother, Josh, who's a Loudoun County cop. He says, "Hey, what are you?" And he starts off lighthearted. "Hey, what are you doing at my Giant?" I said, "Oh no, this is my Giant." And before I get to say my Giant, he looks at my cart and says, "Oh, stock it up."
Yeah.
He has no booze. Idea we're having a party.
No.
He thinks it's just me.
Yeah.
That, you know, I need a half dozen
this
lemons
is who you are.
At all
good
times.
Talking to you. How's the alcoholism going? Very good. Thank you.
You want to get home before you crack those open.
My sister
son.
Made a great, great decision.
Yeah. It's
you know brother-in-law,
what?
Right?
No, stepbrother.
Oh, stepbrother.
Yeah,
I apologize.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'll live longer than you.
You're close to that guy, right? You like that guy?
Oh, they're both of Dave's kids are awesome.
You
yeah.
see them like when?
Okay. Quarterly, I would say. He has his life. I have my life.
Yeah, but you live in the same county. It's so weird.
Yeah, I don't want to hang around a cop too much. I mean, he's blood, but he's also got a job.
Yeah. You have any pie?
There was none pie.
Yeah, should have come up here. Pie everywhere where you go. You can't go 3 feet without
someone has to eat the blueberries. We have established this because there's a surplus.
Or
Mike.
They could take over.
No. We need the price to go up. Mike's got to eat them down.
That's
you might want to steal this one, fellas. There's an expression. I started doing it with my daughter over the weekend.
What's that?
I looked at her, and this is not the pie names that you do, but I said, hey, Elizabeth, what goes better with pie? What goes as good with pie? She goes, more pie! So it's, yeah. A lot of fun. That's all we have. I'm sorry once again for monopolizing it. I'm done. We've got very important things to talk about on tomorrow's show, like
yes,
Mac and his huge fight with Trip Affleck.
Yes.
We'll do that tomorrow. Warfare. And yes, Mac's out of control again. We have to rein him in. We'll take a break and come
he's
back
like
with
North Korea.
He's like a passive aggressive tornado,
is what he
That's
is.
Right. Mac was shooting a lot of ICBMs up. We'll
Mac's
take a break.
BMs.
Come back more with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein. We have Jason Weems on the show as a comic who died.
I'm Jason Weems, not Williams. A lot of people say Jason Williams, and I just accept it because I don't want to spell Weems for him.
But I'll spell it for you. It's Weems, W-E-E-M-S, and you literally died.
I literally died. Not getting laughs.
You were dead.
I was dead.
You were dead. Okay.
Right, yeah.
He's going to tell that story. It turned out good because he's here and you're hearing him.
Right.
So it's a good story. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, you know the biggest challenge in running a business, finding people.
Yes.
Finding the right people. You want a good person to work for you. ZipRecruiter, that's the place. ZipRecruiter, post your job to 100-plus job sites with just a click. Then, their powerful technology matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them or so. Fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. That's an amazing statistic right there. No juggling emails or phone calls. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free.
F-R-E-E. Free.
Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Remember to try it for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS.
News.
Free.
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 Boo. Oh, by the way, tomorrow on the show, remind me to discuss my departure from a television series that's the it girl of TV shows that everybody's watching. Bye-bye, Ozark.
I knew
so
it.
So long, Ozark.
Oh, no. You left.
Bye. Third episode.
How many? Oh, my.
I'll talk about it tomorrow. Talking tomorrow.
Nobody likes a quitter.
Fourth episode has a lot of pie.
Pie. If you didn't know, Lindsay Lohan launched a Goop-like lifestyle site 3 weeks
ago.
Where you can shell out $2.99 a month to get access to... quote, personal diaries, video updates, exclusive personal photos, breaking news, fashion and beauty tutorials, shopping guides, kind of $3 sounds reasonable, assuming there's a demand for this sort of thing. And according to the New York Post, no one seems interested in any exclusive premium content from Lindsay. The Post didn't have any actual subscription numbers, so they just compared the Instagram likes of Lindsay's personal account with the interactions on her lifestyle site. Do you follow with me?
Absolutely,
about this type of stuff? Her personal account routinely gets around 100,000 likes per post.
Whoa.
While her brand's account is only getting more like 14.
Wow. You know what I can draw?
Not 14,000, 14.
Can draw an equivalent here. I'm sure that last night, and I've not seen the numbers, that Sharknado 5 drew a huge number on the Sci-Fi Network. I guarantee it. I was there for the first hour and watched it until I read. You know, she can fly now. Tara Reid can fly in these movies. But and I said that to Robert. And he goes,
"Is it five? Sharknado 5?
Sharknado 5. And he went, "What?" And so anyway, but no one would pay to watch that disaster.
No one would
go to a movie theater. No one would see it on demand. And that's what Lindsay Lohan did. She's a Sharknado person.
The New York Post, at the time they published the article, the most popular post had a total of 51 likes.
Wow. So,
That's not doing too well, is it?
Rough.
Athletes, this is a great story. You know I love Charles Barkley.
Yes.
And I love Shaq, and I love him especially when they're together on the panel. Athletes are always pointing up to heaven and thanking God for their success, and you never heard them blaming God for their failures. But Shaquille O'Neal is breaking new ground. Shaq was a terrible free throw shooter. He shot under 52%. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
For his career, 52% under for his career. And in 8 seasons, he shot under 50%, which is pretty embarrassing for a professional basketball player of any stature, but especially Shaq. Well, there's no longer need to analyze why Shaq was so bad because he's finally fessing up. It was God's fault.
Of course.
This is so Shaq. Here's the quote from Shaq. The theory is it was the man way upstairs' way of keeping me humble. Seriously. Because the way I played, the way I made everyone else around me better of all the publicity I was doing. Imagine if I was doing that and had a 90% free throw rate. I'd have been arrogant. So it was just his way of saying, hey, buddy, you're just like everybody else.
Hey, buddy.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. I love it.
Awesome. I love Shaquille O'Neal. That is too funny. The Dark Tower topped the box office. Did anybody see The Dark Tower over the weekend?
Oh, no. No.
I hear it's a really short film. Like 90 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's how bad the weekend was at the movies. It was really a slow weekend. It only made $19.5 million. That's the top of the heap.
I don't feel bad.
I saw the trailer for the Halle Berry thriller, Kidnap. That opened in fifth place with $10.2 million. But in its first weekend in wide release, Detroit... Anyone?
It's civil rights or like I've seen the trailer, Mike. It depicts Detroit, and it got some racial undertones, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, in its first weekend in wide release, Detroit only managed to pull in $7.3 million.
Aww.
Terrible weekend at the movies in the summer. Fox News suspended Eric Bolling. Anybody know this stain? Has anybody seen this guy?
I'm sure. I saw the story, Mike, break about his suspension, and I had to figure out who he was, and I was like, oh, I've seen that guy.
You know I'm a junkie for this stuff.
I saw his face.
I knew exactly who it is. This guy, by the way, has a track record of making like very misogynistic statements on his show. Allegedly, this dude, you know, here's the thing. You say, hey, I'd like you to come out to the house. O'Reilly loses the gig for, like, being flirtatious.
Well, being handsy,
right?
Too.
And a little handsy, too. This guy decided to go a little step further. Look, this is alleged, but apparently he texted a picture of his junk to three, not one, not two, three female coworkers. Mm. His attorney, this is how you know the guy. This is why he's suspended. This is the attorney statement. Mm. He does not believe he sent any such communications. But then he released a more definitive statement calling the allegations untrue and terribly unfair. But they said he does not recall, he does not believe. That it's lawyer speak when you're cut. Well, Fox is investigating. There's no word if the junk in the pics was Bolling's or not. This happened several years ago. No word if Bolling's getting paid while he's on suspension. But, you know,
Look,
correct me if I'm wrong. The way these things go, if it's a suspension, right out of the gate, that he, you know, they call him into an office and they don't have he doesn't have a good answer.
Exactly. So they've got to investigate it. Meanwhile, you've got those three interns that get the alert popping up on their phone and say, "What emoji is that?"
By the way, if you have sent that in the past,
yes,
you recall that.
Yeah, I think you. I think you would.
That's not like
you'd
be like, "I'm just so hammered," and then you send this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you look for the best angles.
I forgot about the hammer.
Yeah, you look for, you want optical illusions, you want everything. Now, I've never done
lighting,
that.
Lighting.
Well, I'm just hurt.
He came to TV from being a commodities trader. So these guys are main. These are the guys like you see in Wall Street, right?
Oh, wow.
These guys are animals. I forgot. I never made the booze connection where, you know, the guy's like, let me try this.
I'm going to show
this is going to go. Yeah. I'm going to have one more gin and tonic, and what's your number? What is that, a cell phone?
Oreo has gone so insane with all of their limited edition flavors that now it seems like they can't even keep track of what they've released and what's, when it's coming out. They just separately announced two types of Oreos that are brand new. The first one, peanut butter and jelly.
No, I'm in, though.
That sounds good.
I'm in.
See, I think I'm
in.
It's not like I wouldn't try it. I'd love to have a taste test on the show.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Is a lot of fun. Cookie butter is the other one. Cookie butter.
I've never had cookie
now,
butter.
Now, is it cookie batter or cookie
butter? No, cookie butter is, you know those sort of fancy gingery cookies that you get on an airplane? I can't think of their name right now. Usually two to a pack. What they do, and I've seen this at Costco.
Oh, E. coli doodles.
That's right. Fecal thins, I think they're cool. but they grind them up and put like an oil or butter in them to make it like a spreadable paste.
Oh.
And you can serve it on, you know, toast or whatever.
What aisle is that on?
It was at Costco. Haven't seen it in a while.
Okay, just curious.
Who likes that in your family?
The kids love it.
Thank you. You know what? That's very good. That was a giver.
He was about to get hostile.
Yes, I know. No, I'm doing okay.
You had your position of leaning back and then like a viper shooting back in at me.
You put that cookie butter on vanilla ice cream, you know your kids will love it too.
You know the ice cream I had at Ben & Bill's, Butter Crunch. Like the best butter crunch.
Well, that ice creamery is beyond reproach. Oh, it is good.
It's truly
stuff.
Astonishing. Yeah. Then literally, you know, I'm unhinging my mouth like a Burmese python. It's like Mike O'Mara.
Oh, hi, Jerry.
What people don't know is that it's owned by Ben Carson and Bill O'Reilly. These are the people that own that ice cream place.
Ben and Bill's. You know? Listen, the lobster ice cream's a novelty. But I really recommend the Moose Tracks right here. Ah, there you go. Maybe a separate entire bit on that. The PB&J ones from Oreo are all in Kroger stores right now, and the cookie butter ones are scheduled to come out next month.
We'll get them in here, Mike.
I love Kroger. They motto is? Their motto is, let's go Krogering.
Yeah, Krogering.
True story.
It is. True story.
Here we go. This is a little something for you right now.
Nice.
A fried chicken. Pony, you might want to perk up for this one. A fried chicken chain in Tokyo called Tenka Toremasu just created a new dipping sauce that's flavored like sweat.
Yummy.
Specifically, the sweat from a band called Kamen Joshi. Fortunately, it's not made with real sweat. They took the sweat from the band and figured out this is where it gets really gross. So if you're eating
something, it's getting grosser?
Yeah, it's going to get grosser right here in the middle of the story. They took the sweat from the band and figured out they could sort of replicate it with a mix of, here we go, salt, lemon juice, and cheese.
Oh, Mike, it's creeping up.
Now people can dip their chicken tenders in that if that's great. Jeez. If that makes you a bit queasy, by the way, I suggest you avoid the Aussie wings when you visit Jimmy's Old Town.
Oh, no!
Thank you very much.
Man.
Jimmy Cerrito. How you doing, pal? How's the wing going? We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the little sounds right here with Rob Spiewak on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Jim Hunter. Jim is the morning news guy and wacky sidekick on the Captain Steve Platter Patrol morning show. He also is the afternoon DJ on 99 Plus KFMH Pirate Radio. His silky warm voice and pleasant on-air demeanor have made him a radio favorite for years. And ladies, he's single. But best of all, he's a big part of the mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Jim, and thank you, KCJJ. You're the best.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. A parasite is an organism that lives on or in a host and survives at the expense of its host. Every week, we all host the TMOS bonus show. Please, you mustn't put the hosts in danger. You see, parasites can cause disease and death and despair. Some parasitic diseases are easily treated. Some are not. Luckily, if you are the kind of parasite that feeds on us by never subscribing to our bonus show, there is a simple and effective cure. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show and do it right now. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. The most fun we have each week. Go to MikeOmeraShow.com, click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS to continue for many years to come. Live your life by letting us simply live ours.
You know
is
what?
That too much to ask?
That is not too much to ask.
It's not.
No, we'd like to do our show parasite-free. Please, quit sucking. And thank you. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, August 7, 2017. Rob Sperber.
I like the fact that when I did Parasite as a search, it brought up hosts.
Yeah.
Hosts.
I really liked it.
That's right. We're a host of Parasites. Free show. We got some listening to us right now. Quit sucking.
Quit sucking. A former Mexican president, Vicente Fox, he's got himself a foul mouth.
Ooh.
And you wouldn't think if you had a former president on CNN, you'd need to run a delay.
Right.
But I play this for two reasons. It's funny when a former president drops the F-bomb, and it's also funny when a former president of a country sounds like a character that Mike might do on this show. Because okay. Vicente Fox kind of talks like this.
Do you think that the president of Mexico should have been more forceful in saying it's never going to happen?
Well, you can use my words. We will never pay for that wall. With that whole F wall, that makes it more clear.
three walls.
I love it.
So
I love it.
I did
that
like
is
that.
Just too good.
Now, Oscar, this weekend, was this the white weekend you got married?
No.
When is it coming out?
It's October 7th.
October 7th is when it is.
It was a busy weekend.
I found a list of the top songs that are banned at wedding receptions.
Ooh.
So this will benefit you so you can know what to tell your boss, Jock. Don't play these songs at my wedding reception. Number three, No One Wants to Do This Anymore. And amazingly, this was the number one song in America when I got married in 1996.
Aww. No more Macarena at a wedding?
Line dancing. Big deal.
Really?
Yeah. Would you do it?
I think every wedding you have to play this.
But they say that this is the one that they're saying, the third most popular song, they're saying don't play this
song.
Maybe
it kills the room now because the kids don't know it. Kids have to know the dance.
No more?
Yeah, well, you see, you'd say that, but my kids always have this at their school dances. This is popular. At number two, Mike, are you a big fan of Mr. C. Slide Man's Cha-Cha Slide?
Still popular?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because this one tells you what dance to do as you do it.
It's when I really start to feel old. I'm not even tracking with this.
You've seen the slide. You've been to a wedding in the last 5 years. You've seen this
one
slide.
Time.
Yeah.
And the number one song.
That's the drunk chicks.
Yeah.
Doing this.
I think so. Just triggered it. The number one song they're saying don't do, and we didn't do this at my wedding. I don't know if, I don't think they did it at the one of yours that I went to, Mike. The chicken dance.
I've never seen this breakout at a wedding.
Yeah.
But also, most of the weddings I've been to have been on the Northeast.
Well, I think this would do better as you went further north and east, like New Jersey and New York.
I think south.
Really?
Maybe.
That's an old polka one. I know that one. I hate that one.
I don't know enough.
This is, look, I'm getting older. This is the one we played at my wedding. This is. If I had my Sorry about that. All
right. I think the one song that you would ban from your wedding reception is Having Me Sing Again.
You sang it one
time,
of them?
Though.
Oh, it was a great party. We had a great time at that party. It was a bad weekend for movies, as Mike said. But however, there is one guy in New Jersey who really, really, really likes the Emoji movie. I mean, he really likes it.
The man wanted for lewd acts during a screening of the Emoji movie has turned himself into Howl Police. He is 43-year-old Abraham Parnes. He's a resident of both Lakewood and Brooklyn, New York. Now, police say an anonymous tip led to his identification. Last week, Parnes was caught in the back row of the Escape Theater on Route 9 with his pants undone. He was then escorted from that theater.
Don't like a movie. It's okay to like a movie, but don't like a movie.
Yeah, frowny face.
That is rough.
Frowny face. Now, guess who's singing in his new movie, Mike? The movie is called Hitman's Bodyguard. Samuel L. Jackson sings, and he does a pretty good job.
You can slip. You can slide. You can run, but you can't hide. Nobody gets out alive.
I like when someone sings and they still sound like themselves.
Oh, I love it.
Very cool.
I hate when people are so talented, though.
Oh, I know. He's wickedly talented.
Damn you, Samuel Jackson. Come on.
Trending over the weekend on YouTube, the New York woman who was raving out because someone sat next to her that had horrendous body odor. So she spit on the person, but then began to soliloquize. Who's worse, the person with the body odor or the person that's screaming this?
The man wanted for lewd acts.
I'm sorry, forgive me. The woman who screams this.
I don't care if she was rude to me, and now everybody is against me. Be clear. Be clear.
You just spit at her, though.
So what? Smelly shirt. It was just making me sick to my stomach. I was so nice to her. You didn't even hear me ask. I said, I'm so sorry. I'm not feeling good. If you don't mind just moving over an inch and not leaning on my mic, I'd really appreciate it.
I will fight and fight and fight for the right to speak up politely. You know what? I'm going to be 53 in August. Yes. I'm going to be 53.
Congrats.
You know why? You know why I look so young? Because I don't put up with...
Tranquilizers. Tranquilizers, please.
Did you ever ride the subway when we were in New York?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did once, and it was horrifying. It's
yeah,
just,
you can get amazing odors. My daughter rides it every day. So, I mean, it's nasty. Nasty.
Let us close with this, Mike. I love in the old days when an exercise, a piece of exercise equipment would qualify as an exercise equipment just because it shook.
Ah.
Sometimes it was a belt that went around you.
Oh, you got the babies.
The babies. These are the giggling babies.
Oh, the babies. I love the babies.
These are two. They look like they might be twins. They're heavy little chubby boys.
Fat babies, which are beautiful with their little boobs bouncing up and down. It's hysterical.
They're on a Keep Fit machine, which is essentially a vibrating platform. Remember, no babies were hurt in the taping of this color.
Hear the machine? And the babies are just sitting on it. Little babies, tiny little infants.
And there they are using my diet plan. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That is it. Thank you very much, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.